So today I'll be speaking about community attitudes toward childbearing and abortion among HIV-positive women in Nigeria and Zambia. And I wanted to quickly acknowledge my co-authors on this project and country partners who worked on this with me. And to also let you know that the analysis I'll be speaking about today is just one component of a larger project that Guttmacher is doing, looking at the intersection of HIV and fertility issues. I have nothing to disclose. So sexually active individuals of reproductive age who live in countries with a generalized HIV epidemic are often faced with conflicting sexual and reproductive health needs as they seek to prevent or live with HIV and to achieve their fertility goals. In the past several years, there has been recent renewed attention on the linkages and intersections between the HIV and sexual reproductive health fields. This has especially been the case given the increased availability of antiretroviral treatment in many countries. At the same time, social expectations around reproduction, especially in developing countries, play a role in individual decision-making around fertility. With the arrival of ARVs bringing back the possibility of having and maintaining a healthy life, fertility issues may once again become prime concerns. Many women with HIV become pregnant and weigh continuing the pregnancy with the hopes of having a healthy child versus terminating the pregnancy. These women may face community-based stigma regarding their pregnancy outcome, which may in turn impact their pregnancy decision. Only limited studies have examined stigmatization of HIV-positive women's pregnancy outcomes, and the evidence that does exist comes from studies that have several limitations. And some of these limitations are that it's primarily HIV-positive women that make up the samples. Oftentimes, these samples are recruited at health facilities when individuals are there receiving treatment. And these studies are often small in scale. However, despite the limitations, let's quickly take a look at what we currently know based on the literature that's out there. So becoming a mother is a highly valued identity for women, especially in many of the pronatalist countries in sub-Saharan Africa. And women, both HIV-positive and HIV-negative women, must therefore weigh the risk of HIV transmission against the very real need and desire to have children. However, social stigma against continued childbearing by HIV-positive women exists. In South Africa, most women with HIV perceived strong community disapproval associated with HIV and childbearing. HIV-positive mothers' perceptions of disapproval from community members regarding their mothering abilities is substantiated by two countries from sub-Saharan Africa, in Zambia and in Uganda. When HIV-positive women choose to terminate their pregnancies, their decision is no less stigmatized, although far fewer studies have examined abortion in the context of HIV. Studies in Zimbabwe and Uganda showed that HIV-positive women's consideration of abortions was constrained by the poor availability of safe abortion services. In South Africa, where abortion is legal under broad grounds, HIV-positive women were pressured by healthcare providers to have abortions, while the opposite pressure was found in Uganda, where abortion is highly legally restricted. In Kenya and Zambia, community disapproval of women who have abortions has been documented. So although stigma towards both pregnancy outcomes for an HIV-positive woman has been documented at least a little bit, to date few studies have examined the relative stigma of one pregnancy outcome versus the other for HIV-positive pregnant women. And because we know that this stigma can influence women's behaviors and decisions, it's important to describe the attitudes that individuals have towards each of these pregnancy outcomes for HIV-positive pregnant women. And excuse me, given the limited evidence on this topic, we sought to overcome many of the limitations that I just described to you and to describe these attitudes as our objectives. Another further objective was to identify the role that individuals' own perceived risk of having contracted HIV played in their attitudes towards others, especially HIV-positive women, decisions around their pregnancy outcomes. So we sought to address these objectives in two different country settings, and we selected Zambia and Nigeria both because we have country partners that work in these settings, but also because they differ quite a lot on criteria that are important to understanding the variations in these relationships. And some of these criteria are HIV prevalence, which is much higher in Zambia than in Nigeria, desired family size, which is higher in Nigeria, contraceptive use, which is much lower in Nigeria, very different abortion laws between the two countries. In Nigeria, abortion is highly restricted and pretty much illegal. And in Zambia, it's a more moderately liberal law. And the availability of treatment for HIV-positive individuals is very different in both countries as well. Over half of the individuals who have HIV have access to treatment in Zambia, and only a quarter of those individuals do in Nigeria. So as I mentioned before, data for this particular analysis come from a larger study, and that study was a 2009 multi-stage cluster sample of households in three provinces in Zambia and four states in Nigeria. We sought a sample size of 1,300 men and 1,300 women of reproductive age in each of the countries, and the study was approved by IRBs, both our Guttmacher IRB as well as IRBs in each of the countries. Our questionnaire included the core set of topics typically included on a demographic health survey, and we added HIV-related questions asking individuals about their own perceptions of how at risk they were for having contracted HIV. And we also included questions about attitudes around continued childbearing and terminating an HIV-positive pregnancy. The questionnaires were developed in English, and they were translated into local languages in each of the countries. And all eligible adults and selected households included in the study were interviewed by trained interviewers, often primarily sex-matched in the same region as the respondents, and each interview took about an hour. During analysis, we used factor analysis to group together items that fit well together to represent the concepts of stigmatization towards continued childbearing for HIV-positive women and stigmatization towards terminating for HIV-positive pregnant women. And I'll go into a little bit more detail about how we created these stigmatization indices. I just wanted to give you a heads up that I will be talking about those. So I'll be sharing with you findings from bivariate and multivariate analyses in which we looked at associations between individual characteristics and these attitudinal outcomes. And all analyses accounted for weighting necessary for the clustered sample design in this study. So who was in our sample? Our final sample included about 2,400 individuals in Zambia, and that was about a 92% response rate. And we had about 2,450 individuals in Nigeria, and that was about a 94% response rate in that country. So you can see we had a much younger population in Nigeria than in Zambia, and because of this, the majority of respondents in Zambia were married or in a union, while the opposite was true in Nigeria. We also saw higher levels of education in the Zambian sample. On the questionnaire, we asked individuals, do you think that your chances of getting the AIDS virus are small, moderate, great, or no risk at all? And we used this measure to represent a perceived risk of having contracted HIV, and we use this kind of as a proxy measure for HIV status because our N of HIV-positive individuals was too small to do anything with in the analysis. So related to the differences in HIV prevalence between the two countries that I showed you before, about half of respondents in Zambia said that they perceive themselves to be at least a low risk for having contracted HIV, and less than a third reported this perceived risk in Nigeria. Okay, so these graphs represent a lack of support for HIV-positive childbearing. And I want to stress that the bars represent disagreement with the statements above the graphs. So in the orangey, salmony, reddy colors are Zambian individuals, and in the gray, greeny colors are Nigerian individuals. Excuse me. And the darker bar in each set is men, and the lighter bar is women. And we looked at significant differences between men and women on these attitudinal outcomes, and where there was a significant difference, you can see that value, the p-value below the bars. So men and women in Zambia differed more on their opinions than did men and women in Nigeria around continued childbearing for HIV-positive women. In Zambia, men had higher levels of disagreement with statements about continued childbearing for HIV-positive women. However, overall, the levels of disagreement that you see do not represent the majority opinion. As you can see, most individuals, both men and women in both countries, did not disagree with statements about continued childbearing for HIV-positive women. However, when you look at abortion for HIV-positive women, the picture changes. And so these graphs, once again, represent disagreement with those statements. And you can see much higher levels of disagreement with terminating an HIV-positive pregnancy in Zambia than in Nigeria. And again, men and women in Zambia differed more in their opinions than did men and women in Nigeria, with women in Zambia especially disagreeing that terminating an HIV-positive pregnancy is the responsible choice for her existing children. And so these graphs may have been a little confusing because I was showing you disagreement, but the reason I was showing you disagreement is because that's how we created the stigmatization indices that I want to show you now. And so the two slides I just showed you, each of those slides had three items on those on the graph, and those were the items that were grouped together most closely during factor analysis to create these two stigmatization indices. One, stigma towards continued childbearing for HIV-positive pregnant women, and one, termination for HIV-positive pregnant women. So here's a look at those stigmatizing indices, and in the middle salmon bars, you have the mean scores. And so each index ranged from 3, representing very low stigma towards the particular pregnancy outcome, and to 9, and that represented very high stigma towards that particular pregnancy outcome. So the mean index scores for stigmatizing attitudes towards continued childbearing for HIV-positive women were lower than those towards abortion for HIV-positive pregnant women in both countries. As you can see, as represented in the individual items that we just looked at, men and women in Zambia differed the most on their attitudes towards continued childbearing for HIV-positive women. Men expressed greater stigma towards this outcome than did women. Men and women in Nigeria expressed slightly lower levels of stigma towards continued childbearing for HIV-positive women than did individuals in Zambia, but their attitudes towards abortion for HIV-positive women were much less stigmatizing. And finally, we looked at relative stigma. And so these multivariate models only include individuals who fell into the very high stigma towards abortion for HIV-pregnant women and low stigma towards continued childbearing for HIV-positive pregnant women. Individuals who fell in the high stigma categories, the low stigma categories, or high towards continued childbearing and low towards abortion were not included in this model because we wanted to identify characteristics of individuals that predicted who would express more stigma towards abortion than continued childbearing for HIV-positive pregnant women. And so you can see, after controlling for respondents' parity, education level, and perceived risk of HIV, in Zambia, female gender and older age were both associated with a higher odds of expressing the relative stigma towards abortion for HIV-positive women, while having a higher parity in education was associated with a lower odds of this relative stigma. In Nigeria, female gender and no education were both associated with increased odds of expressing relative stigma towards abortion for HIV-positive women. And one of the big findings that we actually weren't expecting was that individuals' own perceived risk of having contracted HIV had no association at all with this relative stigma. So I just briefly want to review the key findings that I just presented to you. And those are that in both countries, for HIV-positive pregnant women, abortion was the more stigmatized outcome than was continued childbearing. Zambian individuals expressed higher levels of stigma towards both pregnancy outcomes for HIV-positive women than did Nigerian individuals. Zambian men expressed greater stigma towards HIV-positive continued childbearing, whereas Zambian women expressed greater stigma towards abortion for HIV-positive pregnant women. And we didn't see this relationship in Nigeria. At the multivariate level, we found increased abortion stigma among women and individuals of older age, and we found decreased abortion stigma among those with higher parity in education. Whereas in Nigeria, we found increased abortion stigma among women and those with no education. So in both countries, education levels may represent proxy measures of knowledge about abortion, especially for HIV-positive women, thus normalizing the pregnancy outcome and reducing the stigma associated with the outcome. Women living with HIV must negotiate fertility decisions within communities in which emphasis is placed on motherhood as an expected societal role, and individuals have strong opinions about HIV-positive women having children. Findings from our study indicate that community members in Zambia and Nigeria believe that HIV-positive women should continue their pregnancies. They express limited support for HIV-positive women having abortions, with less support expressed by Zambian respondents than by Nigerian respondents. The stigma associated with HIV-positive women having abortions might not be different from general stigma towards women having abortions, as this pregnancy outcome is highly stigmatized across many sub-Saharan African countries and pretty much across the world that we've seen, whether or not in the context of HIV. Stigmatizing attitudes among community members in these two countries seem to more closely reflect the level of abortion in each of the countries rather than the legal status of abortion, as Nigerian men and women may hold less stigmatizing attitudes towards abortion because they have a greater chance of knowing someone who has had one. In both countries, women hold more stigmatizing attitudes towards HIV-positive women having abortions than do men. And this is likely due to a strong societal emphasis placed on women's role as mothers in these pronatalist societal contexts. HIV-positive women living in both Zambia and Nigeria may face difficulty in achieving their fertility desires given this community-based stigma associated with both pregnancy outcomes. HIV-positive women who become pregnant are then essentially caught between a rock and a hard place. They're stigmatized regardless of the pregnancy outcome they choose, likely due to the root of the stigma being based in disapproval of HIV-positive women becoming pregnant in the first place. Policy recommendations have the potential to mitigate HIV transmission and unintended pregnancy. We know that unmet need for contraception is relatively high in both countries, so efforts to improve contraceptive use among individuals who perceive themselves to be at risk of contracting HIV should be endorsed. I just want to close by thanking the several funders that we have on this study, and I'm happy to take any questions. Thank you very much.